9 dots puzzle. So what you have to do is you have to join the dots in the box using 4 lines, 4 straight lines, without taking your pen off the paper. Has anyone figured out a solution to this? Does anyone know the solution?
Okay, well,
essentially the puzzle is only solvable if you draw the 4 lines outside the confines that are set by the 9 dots, hence thinking outside the box, like so. So you have to think and draw outside the box to solve the puzzle. Now this is a well-known puzzle management consultancy circles that was perhaps popularized first by Walt Disney Company, who used it as an in-house tool. And so if any of you have actually read Bob Thomas' biography of Walt Disney, which is a really excellent book, which is on course reading, you'll know what kind of restlessly innovative individual Disney was, no matter what you think of his cartoons or the state of his company today. And this exercise of natural thinking offers a nice example of how stepping away from the problem or even changing the boundaries of a problem can help you connect seemingly contradictory ideas and come up with novel solutions. Much like, if you've read the book, Disney persuaded the financiers of a massively indebted motion picture company to invest in an amusement park, which turned into an amusement park which completely transformed the fortunes of this company. But if you take the logic of lateral thinking to its logical extreme, you find that you're looking for increasing ways to incorporate randomness and serendipity into the process by which you generate and complete ideas. Now this random process is known as aleatoricism, and it's frequently practiced in a range of artistic fields. Generally what it does is try to stimulate innovation by combining ideas in novel or unexpected ways. Now perhaps the greatest practitioner of this was the avant-garde American composer John Cage. He was a musician who was highly influential, considered one of the most influential American composers of the 20th century. His work has been cited as influenced by Aphex Twin, by Radiohead, and many others. And what Cage would do is that when he was composing music, he would superimpose star maps onto blank notation sheets. He'd also choose notes by rolling dice, and he composed open-ended compositions that he would require players to improvise solutions to, which at the time was very uncommon in classical music. So Cage broke new ground by embracing serendipity in his work. And another fan of aleatoric processes, on the right there is Brian Eno, who we can see finishing off Low with David Bowie in the 1970s
in Berlin.
Now what Brian Eno created with his friend Peter Schmidt, who was a British artist, was a card game to aid their creative process. And they called this the oblique strategies. So Eno and Schmidt found ways that, well, essentially what they found was that when they were more relaxed, they were more likely to investigate indirect ideas that ultimately led to more creatively fruitful solutions. However, when they were under pressure, such as if they were facing, if they were facing a compositional creative problem at a time when studio time was incredibly expensive, they would default to more direct approaches to problem solving, which often have more limited conventional results. So they created this card game called the Oblique Strategies. And essentially it was a series of about 100 cards with a number of cryptic slogans suggesting new approaches to problem solving. It's very similar like these ones here, such as use novel ideas, repetition to form change, etc. And since they were first printed in 1975, the Oblique Strategies have been used by a number of musicians and other artists, including Talking Heads, Coldplay, and R.E.M. And like many other idea generation techniques, essentially what we're trying to do is to try and help us connect and cross-pollinate ideas that are apparently unrelated and devise innovative outcomes. And so essentially this is what we need to think about as people who are creating new journalism ventures. By taking advantage of the tools that are available to us and applying our creativity to craft new concepts in journalism, we can innovate models and multiply the influence of journalism to a wide audience. But to do so, we need to aggressively explore the adjacent possible and seek out new business strategies and angle, so we can